MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 24, 2025. A five-alarm fire in Lynn has displaced 18 residents, and the North Shore Recovery High School may have to close. Partly cloudy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:37 p.m. Elizabeth Della Piana is reporting on itemlive.com. A five-alarm fire blazed in Lynn Friday night, causing the collapse of a building and leaving 18 people without a home. The fire, which began at 8:22 p.m. on Friday, went from 60 Estes Street to 10 Chestnut Street. Six Lynn fire engines and three Lynn truck companies arrived to fight the flames. District Chief Robert McIntosh was the incident commander and ordered a second alarm at 8:31 p.m., bringing more engines over to try and put the fire out. McIntosh then made the call for a five-alarm fire at 8:47 p.m., and the neighborhood was evacuated. Firefighters were dealing with 20-mile-an-hour winds and burning power lines, which made the fire even harder to fight. Iglesia Evangelica Congregational Church, which was built in 1938, had also caught fire from the original building. Due to the structural damage to the building, the church collapsed as firefighters managed to contain the flames. Due to the 18 people being displaced, the Red Cross was notified, and the Salvation Army, along with Atlantic EMS, provided rehab for the firefighters. According to the Lynn Fire Department, company stayed on the scene overnight to wet down hotspots. One occupant from the building where the fire began was transported for evaluation. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Lynn Fire Investigation Unit and Massachusetts State Police. Salem News is reporting that in Beverly, North Shore Recovery High School, which enrolls students with substance abuse and mental health issues, may be downsizing or closing. The school principal confirmed this week. The school was established in September 2006 for students age 14 to 21 when opioid abuse and addiction began to soar in north of Boston communities. Principal Michelle Lipinski said the long-term viability of the consortium the high school operates within is uncertain. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Jim Sullivan writes in the Newburyport Daily News, knowing he's in for a funding fight just as an election year begins, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon is making the case for voters to approve a potential $4.5 million debt exclusion on May 6 to help pay for an estimated $7.1 million recreation center at 59 Lowe Street. In a column for the Daily News, Reardon wrote it was time for the city to move forward with a project he said is the manifestation of Clipper pride and loving where you live. The city council, however, will need to approve a special election for the debt exclusion vote. It's a vote not guaranteed to happen, considering there are city councilors opposed to the mayor's plan. And Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times, a resident of a third-floor apartment in a Trask Street triple-decker in Gloucester was alerted to a fire Friday after hearing a noise coming from a light fixture, which then fell from the ceiling on fire, according to Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande. Crews arrived after the fire was reported, stretched a line into the home, and quickly extinguished the fire using a water fire extinguisher, which meant no water damage to the floors below. There were no injuries reported. The fire was confined to one area, and fire damage was minimal. North Shore High School basketball and hockey teams are preparing for the MIAA playoffs that begin this week. The Peabody and Marblehead boys basketball teams start as soon as tonight. The Tanners play at Barnstable, and the Magicians head to Archbishop Williams. Four North Shore High School wrestlers picked up state titles over the weekend. They are Miguel Arcilla of Salem, Joe Baker of Beverly, as well as Braden Goes and James Lally of St. John's Prep. Gloucester High School took an eighth-place finish in Division III. and the Preps swimming team captured its 18th state title. The Winthrop Vikings are the number 5 seed in the D4 hockey tournament. Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar admits he doesn't know much about Wednesday's opponent, Opponequit Regional.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. Actually, I know nothing about them. Not going to lie. But and believe it or not, those are challenges. I don't care what level you're playing at, whether it's, you know, college or whatnot. I mean, pro, you obviously know your opponents. But, you know, I think you see it, especially in the Sweet 16, in the college match madness. You may get a team that's the number one seed that's playing against somebody you've never, ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're just going to show up and blow that team out. Well, seeds go out the window, and you have to play your game. You have to, and that's a mindset, and that's tough to do because you're looking, you know, human nature, you're looking at, oh, if we can't beat a 38 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You know, last year, Belchertown, or 2 years ago, I forget, it might have been 2 years ago, had a play-in game.
Right.
I think they had 2 wins all year. The next day, jumps on a bus to come play us 2.5 hours and takes us right to the brink. So you never know. You never know. That's why, you know, practices have to be perfect, or at least you strive to be perfect, because the minute you let your foot off the gas, that's when it bites you.
That's Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. Wednesday's opening round game is at the Larson at 6 p.m. In the pros, the Celtics return to action tomorrow night at Toronto, and the Bruins will host the Maple Leafs tomorrow night at the Garden. Red Sox spring training action got underway this past weekend in Florida. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.